Right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the meeting of the Cabinet on Monday, the 11th of November. I will proceed with item number one, which is apologies for absence. I can see everybody's here, so that is none. Declarations of interest. I would like to declare an interest in agenda item number six. I have a family member with property in the selective licensing area, so I intend to absent myself from the meeting at that point and hand over to Councillor Barker to chair the meeting. Any other declarations? Nope. Okay, thank you very much. So item number three is to approve as a correct record the public minutes of the meeting held on the 7th of October 2019. Is that a proposer, Councillor Faulkner? Excellent. Can I have a seconder? Councillor Peters, all in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? Thank you, Councillor Barker. I will sign this. Item number four is to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. I don't believe there is any urgent business. There is not. So item number five is the corporate plan and the Chief Executive.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan from the 1st of November this year through to the 28th of February 2020. I'm happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Okay, any questions on the forward plan? No? Okay, excellent. Right, item number six is selective licensing evaluation future expansion. So I am going to absent myself. Enjoy.
Thank you, Leader. Thank you, Leader. Right, item six on the agenda, selective licensing, evaluation and future expansion. I'd like to call on Rachel to present, please.
Thank you. This report provides an update on the operation and implementation of the selective licensing scheme along with recommendations for future expansion. The first 2 years of the scheme have demonstrated ongoing compliance with the licensing requirements of the scheme, with the majority of properties being granted a license. However, a number of landlords continue to evade the scheme's requirements, for which enforcement action is being taken in the form of civil penalties. Whilst the majority of properties have been licensed, the majority of inspections have identified works that were required to improve the condition of the property. To assess compliance with these requirements, the forthcoming year will focus on inspection revisits to assess and summarise the overall improvements that have been made due to selective licensing. In considering the future expansion of the scheme, it is clear that whilst housing complaints have reduced, there are still high concentrations of poor conditions that are reported about properties within Anglesey, Burton, Eaton Park and Shobnal wards. Three options have been identified for areas to be considered for a selective licensing designation: a lower super output area, a complete ward designation, or a designation covering specified streets with concentrations of poor properties within all four wards. A number of lessons learned have also been identified which are recommended to be incorporated into any future selective licensing scheme. The recommendations are to note the ongoing designation of the selective licensing pilot scheme for the remaining 3 years, an annual review to be undertaken in 2020, to approve the amendment to the selective licensing policy, and to approve option three for the future expansion of selective licensing. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. Can I just commend you and your staff on an excellent job that you've done over the last year? And can I ask, as reading through the notes, there was a bit about smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Mm-hmm. Is that part of the scheme now that they have to be fitted?
Yes, it was already part of one of the conditions, one of the mandatory conditions, but under the relatively new legislation, it requires them to be on every single level, so the conditions will reflect that going forward.
Thank you very much. Bernard. Sorry, Councillor Peters.
Thank you, Leader. Chair. This report has been debated at LAG and deputy leader meetings for some time now, and I think members are more than aware of it. It was tabled at LAG a few weeks ago and accepted. So I have no problem at all in agreeing with the recommendations as detailed at paragraph 13. And I suggest that we endorse this paper and move on as soon as possible.
Thank you, Councillor Peters. Anybody else? Councillor Faulkner.
I'll second that recommendation, Chair.
Thank you. All those in favour of supporting the recommendation? That is carried. Thank you very much. And thank you for everything. We now ask the press and general public to leave while we get on to item 7, which is the private minutes. Thank you very much for coming.